The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a happier Tuesday, happy hour. A stormy Tuesday, Dom. Well, jury selection still going on in New York. A latest update. 7 jurors. They only need to get 12 plus 6 alternatives, so 18. They'll still be doing jury selection for a few more days, I suspect, Dom. But that's only one of the big stories we're covering on this day. Monitoring, if you will. Breaking for our audience. Well, there's still some doubt about Dom. Not your bond, but Trump's bond for $175 million. Also, there's momentum building to oust the Speaker of the House, MAGA Mike Johnson, your little buddy. And, they've moved the impeachment articles from the House to the Senate. Alejandro Mayorkas. So they expect a full-blown Senate trial, question mark? You realize the Democrats control that body, right? I would guess that's going to take about as long as the Joint Finance Committee hearing convened today by Tony Evers that none of the Republicans showed up for. Right. I think it's going to go like that. I think the impeachment will last. Gavel in, gavel out. We're done. Nothing to see here. Moving on.
Axios was reporting that Senator Mitt Romney did not think that the impeachment met the constitutional requirements, but he'd be open to a debate for a couple hours if need be. Of course, it's not going anywhere. And if I recall, the Republicans in the House have been sitting on this for a couple of weeks. Well, why do you think they just decided to do it today? Well, of course, we're in the middle of the Trump jury selection trial, man. You got to bring them all some other news, something else to look at besides the leader of their party and the Republican presumptive nominee, in court for the next couple of weeks on these particular charges.
You know, it was really interesting. I'd have to reference the date. I believe October 7th, 17th of 2016. Couple of news stories broke that day. First, there was a statement, and they invited some Republicans. In fact, the Gang of Eight, I believe, invited to the White House. You know who was in attendance that day? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Speaker Mitch McConnell was there. And U.S. intelligence said that Russians were influencing the 2016 election. Of course, they were doing so for Donald Trump's benefit. And Mitch McConnell chose party over country and told the Obama administration they didn't want that information to be made public. Ron Johnson, he was with his, majority leader. At that time, I believe Mitch McConnell was the majority leader. Was he not, Dom?
I believe so. And of course, Ron Johnson was the Homeland Security HISGAC chair.
He was the HISGAC chair. He was part of the, Homeland Security infrastructure. So the homeland was under attack by Russians. Only Republicans didn't want that news to get out. You know what else dropped that day, Dom? That very day, this very bad headline, the Russians were influencing the election for the benefit of Donald Trump. You know what else came out that day? The Access Hollywood tape. That very same day. Well, that changed the narrative somewhat, didn't it?
It did.
And then guess what else came out that very same day? Hillary's emails from Julian Assange, they were also released And what do you know? That was effectively Russian intelligence burying the story from the U.S. papers that Russian intelligence was trying to influence the U.S. elections through people like Julian Assange and the release of the what? The emails, the John Podesta, the Hillary Clinton emails. Nothing criminal, but very damaging. And you didn't hear much about the Russian influence anymore. A couple of differing headlines, and all of a sudden it was buried. It was buried a month before the election. And then, oh yeah, there was the whole Stormy Daniels thing too. Put behind us, right? That was about the same time frame that this...
We did ask Ron Johnson is undertaking. He had no interest in investigating it.
That was in 2018 when it first became public, and he still had the gavel, the subpoena power from the HISGAC, Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee, that he chaired at the time. And we asked him, we said, if it was Obama and it was Stormy Daniels, you'd be on the hill, on the rooftop shouting, Stormy, Stormy, Stormy. Oh, I see nothing. I know nothing. The Sergeant Schultz was his response at that time. When we've questioned him, when pulled in by the Obama administration and forewarned that Russia was trying to influence the outcome of the election, trying to benefit Donald Trump, why didn't you warn the American people?
Well, you know, I didn't think we should. I didn't think it was fair. There was no proof behind these allegations. I'm like, U.S. intelligence wasn't proof enough for you, Ron?
Come on, he didn't believe when the FBI told him that he was, you know, passing around Russian disinformation. He said he thought that the FBI, the United States FBI, was trying to set him up. That Ron Johnson, that senator from the great state of Wisconsin, that guy.
So just keep in mind, when you see a shifting set of headlines, what might be involved? Because Donald Trump doesn't think there is any such thing as bad publicity. And some things that could be harmful to him, what if he just did something more outrageous? Like allowed the release of the Access Hollywood tape. Because that thing had been out there, but it certainly buried all the stories about Russian interference. And by later that day, the news services, Dom, were looking for the worst they could find in Hillary's emails. And suddenly, even Donald Trump's confession to Billy Bush on the Access Hollywood tape didn't seem so bad by comparison. Because did you see what Hillary did? She had some poorly thought through emails. She's been caught red-handed. It's all the same, isn't it, Dom? Of course, it was not the same. That was a rhetorical question. 844-967-2789. Happier happy hour. Serenity now.
Yeah.
Dave from Chicago.
And cool and collected, Crudy. I love. Hey, Dave from Chicago. How you doing?
How you doing, Dave?
I'm good. I'm good, guys. I'm just saying I wouldn't have a problem being a juror in the Trump trial, because even though I think the guy's a fool, I think that Albert Bragg has enough credible evidence to put this guy away.
Well, evidence is generally compelling, Dave, and so often when Republicans make their bold claims, you know, against Alejandro Mayorkas, against Joe Biden, the whole impeachment. Never quite backed with evidence or even specific alleged crimes. Broad corruption. It's the Joe Biden crime family.
Right. If we just say it, it must be true.
Sorry, Dave, not a great line. We're going to keep trying for those that have better cell service. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, Mark. Yeah, thanks, guys. And the thing, you have to look at the evidence. I mean, it's like for the valuation thing that... Or a property valuation I read one time was so much different than some of the others. I said, well, why is this so much different? Says, well, we pretended there's access to this property across another property, and that's why we were able to evaluate it, you know, many times the amount that the other evaluations were. You have to look at the actual evidence. I mean, it's yes or no. I mean, and I'd have a tough time, you know, that, you know, they probably wouldn't let me on the jury, but you have to look at the evidence. It's yes or no. Were you speeding? Yes, I was speeding. Then you're guilty of speeding, pure and simple. I mean, that it is just, you have to look at the information objectively and analyze it and say.
Oh, that's what we all say. Yes or no. when we're in public, Mark, but behind the closed doors, you know, when our darkest recesses go to work, the question is,
wow, Crudy, man.
I'm just telling it 100% true here, Mark. Yeah. You know, in the darkest recesses, can you fight back the evil spirits of Dom and do the right thing?
Crudy, let the gimp out. Mark, could you? I believe you could. And I know you have passions and bias, Mark, but I also know you to be an honorable human being. And that's what we're talking about.
And that's what you have to do. I mean, that as you know, part of my job at that point in time is I had to analyze information, you know, that, you know, to the best of my abilities. I mean, I was for the projects I was looking at, but I had to evaluate, you know, each of the things that went into them, you know, objectively. I mean, you know, did they follow the law when they're, you know, to follow the bidding law when they did this stuff, you know, yes or no? I mean, that just things you just cannot overlook, and you cannot overlook the evidence, and that right. If the evidence is exonerating, then, you know, that Trump will be found not guilty, and if it's incriminating, he will be found guilty.
We're going to strike juror number three for cause. Sounds too objective for us. We're going to need some more loyalty than that. Mark, appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. Our buddy Cam from Nina, how you doing today, Cam? Juror number one, could you serve? Would you serve, Cam?
I think I could, because I, as a profession, I work in, I'm a civil servant, right? So even when I feel like my feelings would get in the way of something, I can't just recuse myself as a normal civil servant. So I try my absolute hardest to look at things and go, okay, am I saying this because this is what I want, or am I saying this because this is what the facts before me are saying? So I try not to let politics get in with my work directly. I just try to save taxpayers' money. So I think I could with that, as much as I hate the man. As for you two, Dom, I love you so much. I love listening to your rants. They absolutely kill me. I think you'd be poor at being a juror for Trump. I'm sorry. And Crute, I think you could be outwardly good at it, but you'd go home and start just like taking your stress out on sharpening some knives for the turkey dinner you're having, you know?
You know, man. Don't talk about what Crudy does in the dark recesses of the night, Cam.
I don't eat turkey, but Barkley would be in real trouble. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can always join us, you happy-go-lucky, nonviolent, fair sorts, at 844-967-2789. See, the audience doesn't trust you as much as they trust me, Dom.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you participate at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I just got an announcement from the Trump campaign. You know, while in New York City, he's going to do a campaign stop at a local bodega. Or as he describes it, President Donald J. Trump to visit New York City bodega, victimized by Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg.
Go meet with his people, huh?
Apparently, Dom, let's see, it's very small script here. Today, President Trump will be visiting a New York City bodega. Do you think he goes in the bodegas often, Dom? Pack of smokes, ham sandwich.
Diet Coke.
You know, some lottery tickets. Maybe he could be a real billionaire someday. today, President Trump will be visiting the New York City bodega where Jose Alba, a New York bodega clerk, was robbed, attacked, and ultimately wrongfully accused of murder after being forced to defend his life. President Trump's visit to one of New York City's bodegas comes at a time when retail theft is skyrocketing. And the New York City police force is on track to fail fall. I guess they're trying to write fall to its lowest number since the 1990s by 2025. So that's casting into the future. The Trump team, very good at predictions. I mean, look at what they did with the stock prices for DJT.
more here, Dom. Bodegas are a lifeline to underserved communities. Doesn't Trump know it? He goes to the bodegas in West Palm Beach all the time, Dom. And President Trump believes that only by undoing the Democrat Party's soft-on-crime policies can law and order be fully restored to every borough throughout New York City, except, you know, where I'm at trial currently. I don't like that borough. Manhattan, right?
I hate that place.
I never frequent the Manhattan bodegas. They got the worst bodegas. 844-967-2789. It's nice to see, you know, because he was bemoaning his inability to campaign. And, you know, he could reach dozens at a New York City bodega later, Tom.
Yeah, man.
That's just as good as Joe Biden using Air Force One to hop around the country and, you know, bring home the bacon and talk about his exploits and, you know, policies for the American people. Or, you know, I'll take a pack of smokes and a can of Diet Dew down at the local bodega. 844-967-2789. You know what's frustrating, Dom? When we travel, the bodegas in many big cities don't offer my favored brands. And getting smokeless tobacco at a bodega, good luck with that. Not Milwaukee, not Chicago, not New York, not most of the major metropolitans we go to. Let me just say this. I'm anti-bodega. They don't serve me properly.
I
need a full-service bodega.
Is that still a thing? I didn't know.
Well, for this guy,
maybe
it is.
Maybe catch up with the times, man.
It's been satisfying for over 100 years. 844-967-2789. You know, you're 52, and I hear you haven't made it to one yet. Jeff from Madison, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, you know, I think we really need to focus in on what really matters, and then being an impartial jurist, you know, you really got to be thinking about that book deal after the trial's over.
Well, and that sweet, sweet jury money, right? Don't you get like $25 a day or something?
$19 a day or something, right?
Who knows? But it's all about that book deal at the end. Wasn't there like three or four jury books from the OJ trial? So, you know, that money's going to be out there for the people who, you know, are on that jury pool for DJT. And I do speculate that, you know, like a conservative poll watcher in a minority district, they are going to be just rejecting every single jurist.
Well, they only have so many that they can, you know, outright throw out for no reason. And in my understanding, they're playing some chess at this point. We have 7 now, Jeff. You know, odds are if we keep going at this pace, hell, this could be done by the end of the week. And again, I mentioned, you know, the folks that walked up and when Judge Merchan asked them, can you be impartial? Half, over half. Hell no, Judge. Let me go. Let my people go. And they went. And so they're not, you know, and again, being honest.
That's a pretty low bar. I mean, if you asked me and if I was up for jury duty today, you know, here's the real answer. Can you be impartial? And I see like half the room raising their hand. I'm raising my hand. I'm getting the hell out of there. Let's, you know, I got a different book to write down. I don't need to write that jury book.
I mean, sure, maybe there's some of that. But what those folks aren't doing is lying about their intentions and trying to lie their way, like your buddy Clay, into a jury to either nullify it or, you know, get a book deal out of it. That's not what this is about, although, of course, that certainly happens. And I tell you what, given the circumstances and the historic nature and the threats, I mean, Trump was apparently already today audibly uttering during jury selection, which caused Judge Merchan to notify his counsel that he will not stand for any jury intimidation. You know, people who are going to go out there and step on that ledge are going to put themselves out there, and they're not getting any sort of security. They're not getting any of that. Unlike what the Wisconsin election administrator, Megan Wolf, in the city, in the state of Wisconsin, because of the threats that are coming to her, because Donald Trump is inspiring the MAGA base against her.
Dom, apparently there have been threats that Trump could get his ass hauled to jail, right? That's the missive, the judge merchant, the justice merchant, I guess.
If you don't show up, you're going to jail. You know what I mean?
Now, he didn't make a ruling on whether or not Trump can go to his kid's graduation. He effectively said depends on whether or not we're on time.
On track, right. Yeah.
But he said you do not have the right to go to the U.S. Supreme Court and hear oral arguments. That's not part of your due process. In fact, no one has the rights to be at the oral arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court in person. I can understand why he might want to be there, if, you know, thinks he's a big shot. It is his presidential immunity being questioned, right?
The only reason he would want to be there is to delay the New York case. I mean, come on, man. You think Trump has any thought about the nuance of presidential immunity other than the fact he's got wants to get out of the nasty courtroom in Manhattan? I don't believe it for a minute.
Well, Dom, there was oral arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'm a little troubled because this U.S. Supreme Court and its 6-3 conservative slant seems more than willing to throw out one of the Department of Justice charges against hundreds of these rioters. And that was basically the obstruction charge, obstructing a governmental action that they charged the mound effectively. They charged the Congress to stop the peaceful transfer of power. Well, that was the goal. And the oral arguments happened today. Specifically, one of the defendants brought it as a defense, made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. 14 other judges heard it, my understanding. Only one so far has actually found this guy's point of view worthy. But the U.S. Supreme Court, there are 6 conservatives there, Dom. And they'd very much like to knock down a couple of the federal charges against their boy Trump. You know, he put 3 of them on the court.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Take a little break, then we'll roll on through a Tuesday happier, happy hour, the Stormy Tuesday edition. Please be a part, 844-967-2789.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday happier happy hour, rolling through it with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Also, I've been checking out the text line, Dom. You know, like to keep my ear to the ground. Cam says, WTF, Devil Radio swag is real? I thought you were pulling my leg. Do you think I would have? If we weren't doing commerce for the first time in like a decade, Dom, devilradioswag.com. We wouldn't waste your time, man. It's not April Fool's, Cam. No, we got t-shirts and crew necks.
Cam, the same guy hoodies. That said that you would be impartial and I would not be, but he doesn't believe when you told him about the devilradioswag.com site. That Cam. Come on, Cam. I don't know. You're not very consistent here, man.
We are trustworthy, except for all those years when we promised we would have swag in a timely fashion. We were lying then, but we're telling the truth now. A few more thoughts here. For sureesies, Dom, is the matter of fact of the two of you. Well, I completely disagree with you, whoever you might
wise
be.
Texter.
Triple question mark texter. That's what I say. What else we got? Drew from Watertown, back from Florida. Drew says, at first, I would say no. But then I thought about Clarence Thomas not recusing from anything. So apparently, even Mrs. Alvin Bragg could serve. And one more here. No, no! Dom voted against the recall, not because Wanker was innocent, because he didn't like the recall process. I think that is a disqualifier, Dom. And one more from our...
And you would be wrong, Curdy.
We've got at least one more thoughtful text here, Dom.
Oh, okay.
Remember, guys, it's not a justice system. It's a legal system. 844-967-2789. Joe, welcome to the party. What you got for us?
Hello, Joe.
Hi, guys. So much appreciate what you were covering today, particularly in this last half hour
occur to you, and maybe you can go over this again about in this day in history, in the past, and the connections between a really story looking at a Russian involvement in the election of, with Trump, and on that day, golly, this access Hollywood tape is released, and also this really vile stuff about Hillary and her emails. So the question is, wow, I mean, look at this, what magicians would call misdirection. You know, look over here, look over here, look over here. And it was great because it just came back full circle when you you said that Trump was talking about going to this bodega today where there had been a crime committed, which, of course, is awful. But at the same time, if you look at the statistics, and I'm looking at this story reported today that said that homicides in major cities have plummeted in this last year, 23 to 24. And in fact, all violent crime has had a huge jump downward, about 20%. So the story is not this bodega.
Not at the bodegas in New York where Trump's hanging out.
Oh, I just found it just like a perfect example of what you were talking about before, which is, okay, how can we drown this out with this particular story? And so I so appreciate that you brought it up, Crudy, and I'd love to hear how you look at this bodega story with Trump in regards to these statistics that are absolutely stunning in some of these cities. They said that I think it was the city of Boston, their rate of violent murders had gone something like 80%, which is kind of a lot, people, kind of a lot. So at any rate, great show as always, guys. So appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you.
Unless Trump gets robbed at the New York City bodega turned campaign event later today, I don't see how this is going to be very newsworthy. What's he going to
do? Don't eat the shawarma, man. That's all I'm saying.
He's going to be tossing paper towels around the store. They're not free, sir.
Yeah, but he got a nice, you know, jump shot. Well, step shot. But to Joe's point, and we hear this from Republicans all the time. Oh, the crime. No, and Joe points it out. You can search any of the studies that are out. This is fairly new news in the last week or so. Violent crime is way down in most places. That's a good thing. Let's celebrate that. Oh, is it the policy of Joe Biden? Is it the policies of the last guy? Who knows what causes the violent crime? I mean, there's any sorts of reasons of things that can occur for violent crime to happen. And I'm not a expert in that. But what I do appreciate is the fact that it's down. We should all appreciate the fact that violent crime is down. And there's always more that we can, as a society, can do. But I'm not clear. the former guy who was admonished today for apparently trying to intimidate a juror is the guy to, shine a light on the declining crime statistics in this country. He doesn't want that, Joe. He wants to puff it up like everything else. Oh, we got a border problem. Oh, here's a bipartisan legislation from the Senate to address some of these issues and do it through the legislative process. No, don't do that. Right-wing talk radio. If you sign that, I will destroy you. But that's James Lankford, the Republican who helped craft the bill. It's not about solving problems. It's about maximizing whatever the issue may be for your political advantage. That's not service. You know, that's not serving. That's not representing, 700,000 some people if you're a representative or, if you're a senator. That's not what that is. At least the Senate passed a bill. The House could take it up, but Trump told them not to.
Dominic, I was looking up the date in history that I referenced. October 7th of 2016 was the day that the Access Hollywood tape dropped. It was also the day, effectively, that Hillary Clinton was sort of pre-anointed the next president of the United States. She had tons more cash. She was running up the scoreboard. She was winning all the polls. And the Access Hollywood tape dropped. Oh, yeah. And then later that same day, the Russians dropped more of Hillary's emails. Sort of deflected. Shiny objectism.
Weird how that, shiny objectism, Joe. That's the point. It's not look over here, look over here. It's the shiny objectism. Oh, my goodness. What's the most bright light in the room? Let's stare at that. And to some degree, certainly, legacy media has some culpability in this. What, Les Moonves, right? Wasn't it from CBS?
Les Moonves, yes. Moonves. CBS.
Love the fact that, you know, Donald Trump was great for ratings. Man, they would put the podium, a shot of the podium on the news and just sit there and wait, stare at an empty podium because Donald Trump would arrive whenever Donald Trump felt like arriving. They loved it. And we as a society, as a people, as a consuming population, ate that stuff up. So, of course, they kept giving it to us. Here for what you wish for, you get it. So, yeah, there's all sorts of reasons and motivations for all sorts of things. So how do you parse through it all? You listen to the devil's advocates, man. We'll set you straight. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, known as the FBI, opened the Crossfire Hurricane investigation of Russian interference in July of 2016. That was, 5 months before Trump even won the presidency. Including a special focus on links between Trump associates and Russian officials and spies and suspected coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Now, Russian attempts to interfere in the election were first disclosed publicly by members of the United States Congress in September of 2016. And this was the thing I pointed out and was confirmed by the U.S. intelligence agencies in October of 2016. And if memory serves, Dom, it was October 7th of 2016 when the U.S. intelligence agencies confirmed that Russian interference was happening to the benefit of Donald Trump in the election. And the Gang of Eight had been informed months earlier and had chosen to silence the Obama administration, told them they better not tell the American people. Well, that was, again, the same day the Access Hollywood tape dropped and lots of Hillary emails came down through the WikiLeaks.
And this isn't, I mean,
strange coincidences of history, Dom. 1 month before the election.
Does history repeat itself? NBC News reporting from last week, April 14th. Oh, hell, 2 days ago. I'm sorry. April 14th of 2024. Two senior Republican lawmakers, the chairs of the House Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committee, say their colleagues, their Republican colleagues, are echoing Russian state propaganda against Ukraine. Researchers who study disinformation say Mike Turner, a Republican from Ohio, and Michael McCall, a Republican from Texas, are merely acknowledging what has been clear for some time. Russian propaganda aimed at undermining U.S. and European support for Ukraine has steadily seeped into America's political conversation over the past decade, taking on a life of its own. McCall, and this is the Republican from Texas, the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says he thinks Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base, quote unquote. Mike Turner, the Republican from Ohio, the chair of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, told CNN the anti-Ukraine message from Russia are, quote, being uttered on the House floor. So it's not like this is the first time, Curdy, in 2016, that Republicans have been, I don't know, subject to dupes of Russian intelligence. Their own Republicans are telling them this. Their own committee members, their own committee chairs, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, they're saying this. The Foreign Affairs Committee Republican chair is saying this. So are we shocked that the Republican, the GOP, continues, not just from Ukraine in this particular case, but going back to 2016, over 10 years ago, well, not quite, 2016, sucking in and spitting out Russian disinformation and propaganda. Why is that happening? And objectively, for real, who are the Dems parroting? What foreign adversaries are the Democratic Party members shooting out and parroting disinformation about? I'm being totally honest and objective. I'd like to know. Because if all sides are doing it, if everybody's doing it, we should be able to specify and articulate specifically what's going on. Because it seems to me this is not a one-time story. This is a continual trend line with the Republican Party and their pals from Russia.
Well, Dom, if the Dems have been accused of, you know, adopting the foreign policy of a foreign leader, it'd be Bibi Netanyahu, at least by the pro-Palestinian groups out there protesting against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Little too APEC abrasive. Embrasive, not abrasive. You're abrasive. I'm embrasive. I believe. You know, if I got to make words up, man, I'll do it.
I know you will, man. Hey, words, we add words every year, or at least Merriam-Webster, or whoever controls the word gods.
Some of us do it every day.
I know, but they got to stick for it to really, really matter.
You ever split the infinitive, Dom?
I totally would if I knew what that meant.
I bet you Ron Johnson now knows what that means. I split the infinitive and taught his ass one day. He does a lot of infinitive splitting, does he not? Dom, you know what other genuine sort of bold corruption bothers me just a little bit? You know, this January 6th, these oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court today. Guess who didn't recuse? The guy whose wife is out there pushing the insurrection through Mark Meadows, through the chief of staff. And that guy's kind of gone radio silent, has he not?
Yeah, where's Mark Meadows been?
Can't wait till the trial start on the more significant charges. Not the voter deception, because let's not forget, the timing of this whole Stormy Daniels thing ties in directly with the Access Hollywood thing. And also, this was the better headline from Trump, because the U.S. intelligence agencies acknowledged that very same day that Donald Trump, or at least his campaign, was coordinating with the Russians, and they were seeking to benefit him. Oh, that was before we even knew about the Kilimnik, the handing off of the inside polling information. And oh yeah, there was also the WikiLeaks release of the Hillary Clinton emails. You know, all we needed was a little second take from James Comey, and you got all the makings of a crazy Electoral College outcome. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We promise. Those that do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. And Dom can't afford any more credits. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around, our pals over at Busted Pencils, they're coming up next.
Dom, you know, we occasionally go on the road and we look for a good bar to party in. You know, Manhattan. When we were in Manhattan, we didn't go to the New York courthouse, not defendants, but we went to a Kettle of Fish, a Packer bar in Manhattan, right? We partied. And we had lots of good parties. Hell, we partied and broadcast on the boardwalk in Miami Beach. Now, we were partying on the boardwalk. We did some Mexican joint in Vegas. We've had lots of cool places that we've partied and gone to bars. But Dom, I have a recommendation. This show may have to take a European vacation, because there's a joint in Amsterdam that just sounds like it's right up your alley. I want to tell you about it.
All right.
Now, you recall what the bar was called in Cleveland that we did the RNC so many years ago? Do you remember what that bar was called?
The Winking Lizard?
The Winking Lizard.
Yeah, in Cleveland. Fun. Great, great bar. Good people. Go check it out if you're in Cleveland.
I can do you one better. The Free Willy in Amsterdam. Do you remember when our college roommate Joe brought home Trish? Let's just call her Trish for this conversation. So Joe's got the very astute Trish. She's something of a Rhodes Scholar, this young lady. And Joe's telling a story, and Joe's a little bit hypersexualized. Let's just say that about Joe. And Joe talked about when, you know, it came time to go get naked and cuddle, or whatever Joe does.
Cuddling. Lots of cuddling. Hugging.
He called it freeing the missile. He said, you know, I let the missile go. And Trish says, no, you don't. You call it Willie and you say, hey, Trish, I'm going to free Willie. Yeah. I still remember that story. I don't know if I told it perfectly, but you get the gist of it.
Pretty close. It's pretty close.
You remember. You remember. So anyways, Dom, in an Amsterdam bar, six men cluster around the pool table arguing good-naturedly about how to rack the balls. Everyone is stark naked from the ankles up. Welcome to Free Willy. Dom, it's the only naked bar in Amsterdam, and it caters to LGBTQ plus community. Free Willy's punters and managers see it as a safe haven in a city where tolerance and fun is in decline. Now, I would point out, my neighbor, Ken, who has been married for, God, 50 years, Ken and Claudia, they're our great neighbors. They've been our neighbors for 10 years or more. And my wife said to Ken, you know, how do you live through these Wisconsin winters? It's been a long time. And he said, well, I don't. We travel each and every year during the winter. I don't know if you noticed, but we're not out shoveling the snow. We travel every winter. And he said, but, you know, I've got a friend, and he's a single dude, and he's never really traveled anywhere in his life because he's just never had the companion to travel with, unlike Claudia, his beautiful betrothed. And he said, so we're taking a dude's trip to Amsterdam. And now I think I know where Ken's going. He's going to Free Willy's, dude. And I strongly suspect if there was a Free Willy's on your block, you'd go to Free Willy's, wouldn't you?
You know, I don't mind being naked. I prefer being naked.
I know.
I mean, you know, but I haven't joined the naked club. When I go to Florida or something, I haven't gone to the nude beaches. Hell, we were in Florida.
When we were in Miami Beach, we were near Trump Towers and we were just a couple beaches down from the naked beach. And you and I, we never made the,
but no, we didn't make it.
Five or 10 minute jaunt on the beach. No, we said
naked beach. Seems like a better idea than reality.
Oh, the reality of naked beaches. Yeah, but this is South Beach, man. That was Miami Beach. You know, it could be a different specimen of nakedness. Yeah,
or it could be a bunch of pudgy Russians and their young brides. You know, I mean, you get what you get.
We did see
a lot of Russians down there, weren't there?
There were a lot of pretty young Russian girls that seemed out of place in Miami Beach. Very alpine looking, very, very Nordic. Not as tan as some of the locals. Listen,
I'm down. I support. And if you're down to the naked, sure. We don't have that obviously here. If it were, I don't know if I would go shoot pool naked. You know, something about all those balls clicking around just makes me a little bit nervous. But man, maybe some darts.
Dominic, according to this article I found at the Raw story, almost everyone wears shoes, and more prudish customers can't sport underwear. You know, but be careful when you put them on, Dom, one leg at a time. We discourage that, laughed owner Richard Keldas, a genial 61-year-old originally from Sydney. We try to get them all naked. Often you see that if everyone is naked, the one or two holdouts eventually take their underwear off, too.
Eventually do, absolutely.
Now, I've lived with you for a lot of years, Dom, and I got to admit, I'm still holding out. I'm still that guy. You know, just because you're comfortable and immodest doesn't mean the rest of us are quite as comfortable.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a mindset, man. I mean, who cares? You're born into this world naked, baby. We're all naked. Underneath their clothes, we're all naked. And people just relax. Oh, my God. Why are people so uptight about it all?
You know,
someone, if you want to have a naked pool hall, we should be able to have a naked pool hall.
Would you call it blue balls? Dom,
old balls.
What would you call it?
Old balls.
Oh.
It's a concept working on an old balls sports bar, you know, with lots of old balls, like traditional, lots of sports. You know, it'd be great. We're going to franchise it.
I could see that. You can buy swag, and then you wouldn't be naked at devilradioswag.com.
I'm not sure how I wear a coffee cup. And I'm looking for some baseball caps, man.
Well, we haven't extended there. There are all kinds of recommendations from the audience. We should get shooter glasses. One dude said, you know, if you guys sold like burlap ponchos, I would buy a burlap Devil's Advocate poncho. I'm like, you might be the only one, but I encourage the rest of you, crew necks, hoodies, t-shirts, and coffee mugs, Dom. They're versatile. If worn properly, it can be your only adornment. Red Hot Chili if Pepper properly. Style.
Right. Well, it'd be great for your tea. Let's just put it that way.
You gotta squeeze your cheeks together to hold the coffee handle. So you think about that.
Yeah, and thank you for that visual, Crudy. I don't think you could do it. Put that up on the Facebook.
I'm not impartial enough to do it. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Rich, thanks for what you do, man.
Thanks, man.
We'll do it again on Wednesday with a 15-second liner, because 5 more seconds means we're back.